Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hailing from Los Angeles, their debut single, When I'm Gone, made them the first unsigned band to ever top the Billboard mainstream rock charts. Their name is Dirty Honey. They've released a new single, California Dreamin', from their self-titled new album due out this Friday. Please welcome Dirty Honey lead vocalist, Mark Lavelle.
Mark Lavelle, welcome to the show, my friend.
Man, that sounded good. What an intro.
Dude, man, what a band. Hey, good to meet you. Good to meet you, my friend.
You too, man.
Thanks for having me. I am just so, I remember, I can tell you, I was sitting in Bob's office, A.L. Bob, the program director, and he was listening to the first EP, and just the first thing that caught me was that big guitar riff, and then your voice came on, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, finally, we're back to rock and roll again.
Thank God, huh?
Yeah, because it's just, it's honestly, it's comforting. Like, it just, you go, my God, it sounds like summertime, it sounds like cold beer, it sounds like blondes with blue eyes and big boobs, it sounds like everything, you know, like it sounds like motorcycles. It's it just feels right.
I'm a big motorcycle guy, and I felt like rock and roll lost a little soul somewhere along the way, and that's what we were trying to bring back. So yeah, you hit it on the head for sure.
Oh no! Look, I ride too. I have a real motorcycle collecting problem, it's the best, man. So did you take the year off when everything shut down and just go ride?
Honestly, yeah, I did. Actually,
me too.
I have a couple bikes, but I took the BMW 1200 GS, and I took it out to. I went to Yellowstone, Wyoming. Went up to Glacier National Park, and I'm into wildlife photography too, so I'm like tracking wolves and bears and riding in my spare time.
All right,
that was a good couple months of the pandemic.
We're gonna be friends. This will be an easy friendship, man. I've ridden with A-hole Bob and I to Fairbanks, Alaska, and back to Kansas City to Nova Scotia.
I went up to Alaska too, man. It's
crazy. Isn't it? People don't understand. Like, we're not running out of room. There's plenty of room up there. Like.
I know, right?
There's a whole other country up there. And we rode down to Cabo San Lucas a year and a half ago.
You rode down there, too?
Yeah. So we left Sturgis.
I've never ridden in Mexico. Wow.
Oh, we've ridden, I almost got killed going to Mazatlan once. But we went to the main state once, and then we did the Baja a year and a half ago to Cabo San Lucas and back. Yeah, I'll lay out how to do it. Like, we'll exchange emails, and it's not very tricky, and it's definitely safe. There's a couple things to know, but other than that, you'd love it. You'll absolutely love it.
Yeah, that's definitely on the bucket list. Is that Patagonia to LA ride? I don't know if you watched that thing on Apple, but
yes,
it looked pretty fun. It looked pretty fun.
You better be ready, because
I'm always ready for that.
So if you're just joining the show, Mark LaBelle, lead singer for Dirty Honey. So this EP comes out, and you guys were sitting in such a kick-ass position. You record this, it's magic, it's lightning. And all of a sudden, it's charting, it's selling, it's at radio, and you don't have a record label, which means you're in the correct seat. You're not begging some record label to put your album out. You're waiting for them to come to you and go, all right, well, let's make sure this is a good deal. Like, let's make sure this band survives this.
Yeah, and you know, and we still don't have a label either, which kind of was nice throughout all this. And you don't have people, you know, knocking on your door trying to hit a specific release date that's sort of obscure for no reason, you know. But
sure,
we kind of like it that way, and it helps us creatively just to be free and to work at our own pace. And when we release something, you know, we kind of have our own. There's no pressure to release anything, just to release it. We can make sure it's of good quality, and you know, it's
what you want,
rock and roll, and yeah, and that we're super proud of it. So
well, you know, so many great bands have been squashed by a label forced producer or arranger. It's just somebody who you know, I see it so many times. This incredible band gets a deal, and then somebody decides they need to put their fingerprint on it. You're like, hey, you're killing what they do. What they do is what they do. You know, let them do what they do.
You know, and we went through all that, you know, on the way up, and worked with people that it didn't work out with. And, you know, we're really lucky and fortunate that we're in the position we're in. And if COVID weren't happening, we'd have a really, we would have had an amazing 2019. The shows and stuff that we had lined up were pretty awesome.
I was talking about how frustrating, like, it's either the greatest rock and roll edging of all time, Or it's you know, because you just go, man, this momentum, which is hard to grab, and all of a sudden everything comes full stop. None of us in our lifetime have seen anything like this. No touring, no shows. Everything grinds to a halt, and
it's crazy.
Yeah, and it's just time, right? The clock is ticking. It's ticking. It's ticking, and you want to go out and you want to follow up with everything. And now the full length LP, which ultimately I would believe is going to be a better album than you even could have done before, because you had time, you had inspiration, you had frustration, you had this whole world repping around you that always comes out in great songs.
Yeah, and when you're pent up and frustrated, it's just you put that energy into the music. And honestly, we were given some time that we wouldn't have had. I mean, we had a packed 2019. We were kind of squeezing in our recording that we were going to do in Australia, like we did with the EP, and you know, because all the borders shut down, we were given a couple extra months to write and produce our own stuff and make more demos, and we definitely came out with a better record because of it. So it's not all bad, but we're definitely itching to get back out on the road and back to Kansas City. I remember when we rolled through Kansas City with Alter Bridge, that's like a highlight show of my life so far. So I'm definitely very fond of that town when it comes to live shows, for sure.
Well, it's a town. It's the Midwest. It's pure rock and roll. That's the one thing I love so much about Kansas City. And there's a lot of great things, but musically here, it is not an East Coast West Coast thing. It's not the latest greatest, and everybody just switches up, and they don't ever really bond to it. Here, if you become a fan, you're a fan. Like if Dirty Honey makes a fan here, they're going to be a fan all the way through the band's lifetime. It's a genuine thing, not a fad thing.
I don't doubt it. It is a rock and roll town, and you know, we'd never played a show in KC before that, and we all were, you know, in the van afterwards, like, that was crazy. That was crazy. We did not expect it, and quite honestly, it blew our minds. So,
how great!
You know, it was a shining light on the last tour, for sure.
So you were still touring in a van at the time.
Oh yeah, I think we will be now, having this setback at least through, you know, the next year, whenever we get the green light to go back on the road.
So. But see, as much as I want you to have a bus and be comfortable, there's the other part of me that's seen enough rock and roll. Go, man, that van, that little incubator, that thing, it forces you to become a gang. You're no longer even a band.
It absolutely does. Yeah. It absolutely does. And you know, Dave Grohl's doing a show on it. Coming up here, I think it's getting released in the next few weeks, all about what happens to bands that go out on the road in a van. So it should be pretty good.
And isn't it fantastic that this is happening for you? Where'd you come from originally? Where were you born?
I was born in upstate New York and, moved to L.A., in like 2012, 2013. And, just started pursuing the dream. And it took a little bit for it to start going, but anything that's good does, so.
Sure. So you meet John Notto, and he's got that tone, that sensibility that all the greats have. You can hear all the influences, but he still has his own thing.
Yeah, and to your point, there were producers that tried to sort of stifle that. You know, he has a lot of personality in his playing. And there are some producers that tried to, clean it up, make it, rock has this, it had this really clean, produced sound, and we were kind of like a caged animal. We just wanted to unleash the live energy, on a recording somehow, that was when Nick DiDia really came into the fold, and he was able to capture that energy and capture everybody's personalities through their playing, and that's what we really found.
Well, that's it, and you can hear it. I mean, you really can hear it in that Dirty Honey EP, and now the LP is coming out. If you're just joining the show, guys, Mark LaBelle, first time on this show, and the tour is going to start. I think you guys will be able to go out and start doing shows by the fall. They may not be a major tour, but I think you'll get out in the van and you'll start doing, theater shows and club shows throughout the end of this year, I hope.
Yeah, we're hoping. I mean, honestly, we're hoping for early summer. I think we're going to see a nice downtick in cases.
Good, man.
In the next few weeks here. And, obviously once the weather gets warmer all over the country, I think cases are going to go down. People can go outside and, feel safe again. But we have our fingers crossed. Who knows what's going to happen? But certainly by the fall, I would imagine.
Without a doubt. So you're going to take your bike out with you? There's not going to be any room for that, is there?
I'm getting as much riding in right now as I can before we get in the van again. But, I have a couple more places on the list in America I want to kick off before this whole thing ends and we have to go back to work.
Let me extend this invitation to you. So there's a few guys that'll come through town. They know I've always got an extra bike for them, like Jesse from Jackal or Butch Walker, who lives out in your neck of the woods out in LA. And if they have time, that day off or an early day, they'll get up early and we'll meet them after the show and go for a ride and get a few hours in anyway. So when you get here, if you're looking for a bike, I've got one for you.
I am absolutely down.
Yeah, it's we've got some good rides. We'll get you back to the venue before soundcheck.
Let's hope.
If not,
that's okay too, because a good ride is fine as well.
Yeah, it's because it is riding is it's one of those things. People either get it or they don't, and some guys want to buy a motorcycle and just kind of hang out on it next to the bar, and I understand that too. But there's something about the smell of the rain on the asphalt when it first hits, something about being out in the middle of all of it that's it's calming.
Yeah, and I've, it's funny. I've taken some time to start reading all those Neil Peart riding books.
So good.
That he's written, and oh my God, they're just awesome. So, there's nothing quite like the experience of riding a bike and being on two wheels and in the morning, and there's no better feeling than waking up in the morning and knowing you're going to be riding all day. So,
It's hard to describe to somebody.
I will take you up on that for sure.
Well, look, come on out. I can't wait to hear the whole record. There's a lot of stuff to talk about. And there's so many good new bands. Like, there's bands that have been around for a while now. I don't know if you know the guys in Blackberry Smoke.
We've run into them a couple times on tour. Right. Doing some shows and stuff here and there. I think we did one with them. I want to say it was Rocklahoma, but great band.
Guys like, have you heard the new...
Has a little...
I'm sure. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I just love a little bit of Southern soul and music too, which they have. That's always a good thing.
Well, the reason I make that comparison is I've known Charlie and the guys for a while, and they're the same. They're like, look, we're not going to deal with a record label. We're going to do what we do. And the one time they started to work with a record label, they put out a great record, but and they just tried to force them into a hole that they just weren't going to fit into. And you it's one thing to die by your own sword. It's another thing to follow somebody else's lead when you know it's not wrong. And if you fail like that, you'll never forgive yourself.
Yeah. I think, especially now, too, I think people have become increasingly wary of labels. And just because they, I don't think anybody is really an expert anymore on navigating the music industry much. So anybody that's pointing themselves off as knowing, as being all-knowing is, is probably lying to you at this point.
Sure.
So, everybody's kind of playing the same game, and if you can get away with it and have control of your own destiny, then you know that's the path you should take.
Well, you've had some guys like Slash and the guys from GNR have taken you out and done some shows with you. And I'm sure that he's given you some pretty sage advice. And the truth is, man, why would I listen to a suit if I could talk to the Earnhardt of rock and roll? Like, if I want to learn how to win a race, I'm going to talk to somebody who's won a few races.
Yeah. Nobody that we've been on tour with has turned to me and pulled me aside and told me how much they love their record label.
Fact. Yeah, it's those guys know. They've seen it all. They've met it all. And those are the guys who are going to root for you because they've already risen. I mean, the true gods, the greats are always great. Like, you know, when you meet a Slash or a Duff or even an Axl, like, are you still just, you know, where you just go, Jesus Christ, this is who this is?
Yeah, I had a pretty crazy interaction with Axl, actually, because it all sort of happened accidentally. Backstage when we opened with them in Vegas, and I got to be, you know, face to face with him for like 30 minutes talking about The Sopranos and Breaking Bad and Peaky Blinders. And he'd just come off stage and he was in a velvet robe with his cowboy hat on and sandals. It was just like a crazy picture to see, you know, and that very rarely happens. I found out after the fact that anybody gets to meet him and let alone talk to him for that long, but he's so nice, man, and, you know, it's just you're literally sitting there talking to a living legend and your jaws, you know, you're doing everything you can to keep your jaw from hitting the floor.
Yeah, like you don't want to have that out-of-body experience where you think about the situation that's happening and forget to answer the question he just asked?
Yeah, you're just like, what? you're Axl Rose, you know, it was crazy.
I love that. I'm
grateful for that opportunity, but, yeah, Slash has been great, too. He's always been super supportive and he's just a fan of rock and roll and a fan of playing live and quite honestly he's somebody you know who I hope I my attitude matches his, you know, when I'm his age, because I've never met anybody that's more passionate about playing live music, so I'm sure he's going a little stir crazy in his house right now not being able to do shows, but yeah. Man, when he gets out on the road, you're going to want to go see it because it's going to be, again, he's going to be like a lion out there. But it's going to be awesome.
The greats are always great. That's if I can tell you any one thing, the greats are always great. It's the, you know, because you're going to meet a lot of people along the way, but there are truly some incredible people that have made music. And even there's even good managers and even some great record label people over the years I've met. But it's, you know, it's few and far between. But when they speak, you should always listen.
Yeah, and he's definitely one of them, and so is Miles Kennedy, of course.
Sure.
And, but yeah, Slash must be going crazy.
If you haven't met Duff yet,
loves to play.
Duff is one of these guys.
I met Duff briefly at that show in Vegas, just a brief hello. Thanks for having us, obviously. But man, he's a tall guy. I didn't realize he was so tall.
Yeah, well, dude, and he is smart. You know, when the band first disintegrated, he went back to school and got his master's in business. That guy is on top of everything, history, traveling. I mean, just he's one of the greatest conversationalists you'll ever meet. He's just a sweet, genuine, good, old-school punk rock guy.
I hope to cross paths with them again in the future because, yeah, I mean, we're obviously big Guns fans and rock and roll fans, you know, in general. But, yeah, Guns is a big, you know, inspiration for why we're even doing this, too.
Well, dude, dirtyhoney.com. Find everything, buy everything. Look for the album. Look for everything. It comes out April 23rd. And now, isn't it funny to say, after this time of touring and then COVID and the years, this is your debut album because the first one was an EP.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty surreal, to be honest. But we're extremely proud of this one, man. I mean, it got made in an unprecedented time. And, you know, there's a couple of tunes out there that may not have, you know, even been a small idea had the pandemic not happened. So on one end, we're grateful for the new tunes and the stuff that we recorded during this pandemic. But on the other end, we're just dying to play these songs live.
Excellent.
They're so fun. And I say all the time, if you're a band or an artist that's not bringing the fun on the other end of this right. pandemic tunnel that we're in, you're not going anywhere. You better be bringing the fun because that's all people are going to want to do. They want to listen to live music and dance and drink beer. And, you know, we'll be right there ready to go when they give us the green light to do that.
Well, listen, if you guys aren't booked up for Sturgis, let's get you to the Full Throttle Saloon. My friend Mike Ballard owns that, and then Jesse James Dupree.
We did it last year.
I know.
We did it last minute.
I missed you guys because the pandemic, the station wasn't having it. We normally broadcast live up there, but man, make sure reconnect with those guys. And it's going to be goddamn off the chart this year. Everywhere you go, when you tour, people haven't heard a full PA. They haven't heard a full guitar rig thump them in the chest. They haven't heard the drums in a year and a half. Like this, every night is going to be like prom night, man. It's going to be like 4th of July meets Halloween meets prom night meets the greatest beer bust you ever went to.
I know Sturgis this year is going to be absolutely insane, too. And that was my first experience last year, so I'm kind of dying to go when it's not a pandemic and see the scene. But it was still a pretty happening spot when we went, so
yeah.
I can only imagine what it's going to be like.
Yeah. Invitation is out there. Invitation here in Kansas City. When you book a Kansas City date, we'll go riding some motorcycles, man. And to the moon, my friend, to the moon.
I got you, man. Yeah, thanks for the invite. Thanks for having me. And yeah, we appreciate the support, and Friday's going to be a good day.
Congratulations, brother. Just pay attention. It goes fast. Like, really, really take time to breathe it in, man, and remember it, because it's a special time, man. Your first debut LP happens this Friday, guys. Dirty Honey, it comes out. Buy it. Also, total side note, it's perfect. My new turntable, I haven't had a turntable in 30 years. I bought two different sets of speakers, not knowing which ones I'd like, and it's taken 4 months for this turntable to get built, and it's literally arriving the day your album comes out, so it may be the first one that goes on there.
Well, we'll have to make sure we get you one in time, so we'll take care of that for you, no problem.
You're a brother. Welcome to the show. Nice to meet you.
You too. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Stay there. Hi. Nice, huh?
Very nice.
How crazy is that? It really is the release of their first album. They've already played with Guns N' Roses 5 times. The EP they recorded as more of a demo, really. It was what you would shop to a record label. And then they realized, bam, it just happened for them. Suddenly they had it. Like, it's... Well, you know, Mike has championed bands on the countryside.
Mm-hmm.
And broken them prior to label work and prior to all the stuff. It's the business that screws them up. It's... It reminds me that rock and roll in no way is dead.
No need to socialize. No need for fantasy. I'll shine on like a star at first light and show you all you need. 'Cause I know.
Dick and steal the album. Actually pay for it. They're young. They got no money. They haven't made any money. They're not going to make any money until they can tour again because nobody buys any goddamn albums anymore. And I get it. It's awesome when it's free. But I'm telling you, take a little. If you really love a band, buy their stuff. It's how they live. You record the album, it costs you money, and then you can't even recoup it because nobody's buying it again. Like, it'd be great if he sends a vinyl, but I'll buy the vinyl. That's the one thing I've just started to do for sure is rebuy everything I really love.
You just reminded me that last Friday night, man, I had some Liquid Courage on my iTunes.
What'd you do?
Standing, because I was messing with the iPod in the house.
Yeah.
And I somehow stumbled, because I'll buy whole albums, and I stumble onto LeJean's, kind of some of his side stuff, where
yeah,
it was just
sure.
him, and I'm like, click, 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 all of it.
Sure.
Get in here, LeJean. Get in here with the rest of you.
Doesn't it feel good?
Yeah, because I thought,
supported?
I had no idea he had all these other things
yep.
until you can open that up. And then you're like, yeah, all please.
And I'm excited to, because this is such a great old sound.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, that'll sound fantastic on those speakers. And then it literally, I don't know what part of a turntable couldn't get a hold of.
Pandemic
but
John.
I bought it, and it even said when I bought it, it would not be available till the middle of April. And then it got pushed back to the end of April. But It's finally here, and it's taken since January. Do you remember when I told you I bought it?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
You know what? It's meant to be that way, so okay. You'll really appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay. I almost canceled it at one point because I've gotten used to
foolish.
Plugging in my Bluetooth on it. I was like...
Foolish.
Yes, I know. I didn't. I got it. All right. This is off the new record. Their first full-length LP. Buy it on vinyl. Buy it wherever you can get it. Buy it, download it, but buy it. The band, Dirty Honey.